Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever received a robocall? Oh, who are we kidding? Of course you have. They're made at a rate of something like 2,000 every second. Now FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel wants to give consumers a new tool to help block robocalls. Commissioner Rosenworcel is on our news line. You've written a letter to the major phone companies. What are you asking them to do?
Well, first of all, robocalls are insane. There were 5 billion robocalls nationwide last month. We have got to do something to stop them. They are driving everyone and anyone I know crazy, myself included. So the FCC is taking some small steps and doing some small things to try to crack down. But yesterday I decided we should do more. So I wrote more than a dozen of the major telephone companies in this country and asked for each and every one of them to make free robocall blocking tools available to consumers nationwide.
Is there technology out there that would allow us to block robocalls from coming into our phones?
Absolutely. Now, it won't block every single call, but I think the problem is so bad right now, we need to have an all-hands effort, and we need to make sure the companies are offering these kinds of services for free to consumers everywhere.
What is our best recourse right now? Just don't answer the phone?
Well, you should absolutely sign up for the Do Not Call Act, which has a list that consumers can put their names on, and it will reduce some numbers of calls. But there are a lot of bad actors out there who aren't going to pay attention to that list. So making sure you have some of these blocking tools can make a real difference.
I wonder, what kind of response do you expect to get from the phone companies? Do you think they will be willing to help?
Well, I think this is the start. I am going to continue to put on the pressure to make sure that they make these kind of tools available for free. And I know that there are laws that have been introduced into the House of Representatives seeking to do the same thing. So I think this is the start of a broader effort. And I'm looking forward to responses from the companies, which I expect to receive early next year.
You know, I have to ask, you are an FCC commissioner, words that can strike the fear of God into many. Have you ever received robocalls?
Of course. This is not just a professional issue. It's a personal one, too. I can't stand it when my phone rings and there's just some automated voice on the other side of the line offering me something I don't want, never signed up for, and do not need. And I know my experience is the same as so many other people all across the country.
FCC Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel, we thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.